You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We only deal with the big news on the wire, so that's why today I'm talking about Santa. Everyone knows the giant Santa above farms on Queen Street, and I think everyone should know that a few years ago it used to be a lot more special. Hayden Donnell from The Spin-Off has started a petition to get the famous winking eye and beckoning finger of giant Santa restored, and plans to address Auckland Council in the coming weeks to pitch his idea. I had a chat with Hayden last week, and things got pretty weird quite quickly.
There's probably a lot of scepticism around your idea, so I think you better propose your argument to try and win those people over.
When you say scepticism, do you mean all the people that say it's creepy and therefore that, even if it's a case, is a reason not to have the winking eye and the beckoning finger?
I would say that there are people who would possibly say it's creepy, but also say, why do we care?
Why do we care about the beckoning eye and the winking finger? I think we care because they were Santa's original form. I don't think there's any real debate except for among very sort of cynical or negative people that Santa is an icon of Auckland's Christmas. It originally had a winking eye and a beckoning finger. That was its true form, and those things, more than being just a part of its true form, were really what set it apart from other giant Santas, even other giant beings like whales. You know, the winking eye and the beckoning finger were unique. They were its selling point. You know, even those people that think it's creepy still see it in light of that creepiness. They call him Creepy Santa, even though now he's just a jolly old average man in the centre of the city. They still see him in light of those defining features. They were what made him unique. They were made what made Auckland's Christmas special.
And so we
took them away.
And so we need to go back to that.
Because we were conservative. Yes. We have this tendency to sanitise everything. You know, 10K speed limits for line scooters on the sidewalk, you know, it's all from the same place. You know, we don't want to stand out in New Zealand. We don't want to, we don't want to cause a fuss. We don't want to cause a scene. Santa caused the scene.
Right.
When he winked, he caused the scene. When he beckoned, he caused the scene.
So assuming that there are people that think it's creepy, you think we need to embrace that because it is something that stands out in Auckland?
Yes. And that's me trying to win over the people that think it's creepy, because I'm just saying that, you know, even if it's creepy, it's what made it unique. It's what made it stand out.
So you don't think it's creepy?
I don't think it's creepy. I think, and I, to my shame, I used to be like one of those people. I used to be blind. I used to walk around in ignorance and maybe call him Creepy Santa or something like that, laugh about it. But now I see, and I guess I did it because I did this documentary series, Get It to Papa, and I went around and I actually was trying to find artifacts that should go into Te Papa. One of those artifacts was the winking eye of Auckland's giant Santa. And so I interviewed a bunch of people around Santa for that. And I guess there was obviously arguments on both sides. Some people, you know, Guy Williams, whatever, oh, it's creepy, Jono, Ben, you suck, it's creepy. You know, like that kind of stuff. But then there was this beautiful argument that came through on the other side. It was often from sort of 40, 50, 60-year-old men. And they said, you know, these people that call it creepy, they piss me off. They're seeing it through their adult, jaded eyes. And the whole point of Santa for them is that he takes them back to this beautiful child place where they're just a little kid roaming the streets of Queen Street again, gazing up at a winking, beckoning Santa. And that Santa's saying, come into Christmas. Come into festivity.
And I mean, there are obviously a lot of people that agree with that. So why did it actually disappear in the first place? What's the backstory?
So, yeah, the backstory to him being robbed of his identity. 2009, Alex Sweeney, the head of Heart of the City, which owns Santa, he ordered a $100,000 makeover. He had long been anti-Santa. He'd called Santa creepy. He'd done some pretty outrageous quotes in the newspapers. You know, you're calling Santa all sorts of names, you know, dirty old man sort of thing. It turned out that he was actually defrauding the organisation while he was saying these things. So that's sort of like a church leader thing, isn't it, where they're sort of going on about this sort of behaviour and they're doing it themselves. But that's beside the point. He ordered this $100,000 makeover. They took him to a workshop in Greatland. They ripped out his eye. They fused his beckoning finger in place and they replaced him with a sanitised version of Santa.
And is that because it was costing too much money, arguably?
No, it wasn't costing them any money. It was just that, I mean, they probably did need to do... He was... I mean, if you remember that wink by the end stages, it was pretty slow and creaky, and the finger was pretty slow and creaky. That was part of its charm.
Yeah.
And I do support it being a slow wink and a slow finger, but, I mean, it was getting pretty ragged around the edges. It probably needed a little bit of a spruce-up. It didn't need a wholesale change, like is what took place.
So there wasn't really a reason for it other than just someone not wanting it.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, really it was. I think it was mainly driven by Alex Sweeney. Obviously, there were people that, so there was the creepy brigade or whatever. But I think that mainly it was the man in charge of it didn't like the wink. He didn't like the beckon. You know, he wanted to see a sanitised commercial centre in the heart of Christmas, in the heart of the city.
That's really interesting. I assume there'd be a reason that was a little bit more financial for why they got rid of it. So
no, and it was very personal. It was a personal vendetta, and it was a crime against Christmas.
I can't believe Santa had to deal with these allegations.
Well, I mean, I know. Maybe you need a fact check. Maybe you need to go to Alex Sweeney and get his response. But all I'm saying, my honestly held opinion is that it was a crime against Christmas committed or driven mainly by one man. So,
and you have the eye, don't you? Or you know where it is.
That's exactly right. So, I mean, this transition is easy if we want to make it back to true Auckland Christmas. I was managed, as part of Get It to Te Papa, I managed to secure the real original winking eye. It was sold on Trade Me after the makeover, and I tracked it down. And I've now got it again. I've borrowed it off lovely Sonia, its true owner. And she has been very cooperative and actually quite open to the idea of, if it's going back into Santa, restoring it. So all I'm saying is that Phil Goff, you know, council, we can nationalise Santa. We can put that eye back in his face. We can rejig that motor in his finger. You know, it's possible. I have the eye.
And it's so the finger that's there now, just it's the same one.
That's exactly right, Stuart. So they just fused it in place. They took away the little motor or whatever it was.
That's
I went
cruel.
On, I think it was George FM and an engineer wrote in to me. I need to get back to him saying he would be happy to help put the motor back in the finger and make it move again. So, I mean, there's
I feel sorry for Santa. He didn't want this.
Santa didn't want this. I mean, obviously Santa... I mean, if you winked and you beckoned and those are your defining features, and possibly they are, I mean, you wouldn't want someone to come in and just rip out your eye or fuse your eye and your finger in place.
And
they were his identity.
And to get this back, you've got a petition going and that's going to be presented to the mayor.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I am working on an opportunity to present my petition and my argument to the full council and the mayor. So that's what I'm working on right now. I put in a little application last night. Yes, my change.org petition. If you look up Auckland's Winking Centre on change.org, you will get to my petition, which is full name is Restore the Winking Eye and Beckoning Finger of Auckland's Giant Centre. If you look up on Facebook, Auckland's Winking Centre as well, you'll get to my Bring Back Auckland's Winking Centre page. I've set that up too. So those are the two ways that you can support. I'll be out and about in the Santa parade as well, probably the Franklin Road Christmas lights, trying to sign people up to the petition on the ground. We're going to test the waters on the support.
Hayden, I wish you all the luck. I know that I'm a supporter. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I would say that BFM is behind this, I'm sure. I'm sure that everyone will agree.
I think that you can speak for the station.
I think I have that significance. Yeah, I like to think so too. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Stuart.
No worries. And as Hayden said, you can check out his petition online. We'll have a link to it on our website, and it's shared on our Twitter feed as well.
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Pole position on The Wire.
So we are on pole positions. Stuart, take us away. Yeah, today's poll on Twitter, is it time for the creepy, in quotes of course, Queen Street Santa to get his winking eye and beckoning finger back? Your votes just, they poured in. 27 of you got back to us. Really appreciate those huge numbers. 78%.
Wait, yes. Sure. Do you want to just share mics with Damien?
Oh my God,
just, no, your mic's just real low, so just, yeah, go that way.
Hello.
There you go. Try again.
Could people not hear me? That's a bit
just
sad.
Just a little bit low.
The poll was, is it time for the creepy Queen Street Santa to get his winking eye and beckoning finger back? 78% of you reckon, yeah, definitely. And 22% say no. I'm a strong yes. What do you two think?
I don't know. See, I'm from Christchurch, so I don't even remember. I don't even know the beckoning or winking
but
Santa.
But surely you can get behind a gigantic winking, beckoning Santa.
Well, I don't know. We've got a bit of a division in the texts that have come in. We've had one that says, yes, restore the farmer's Satan to his former creepy glory, from Darren. We also have another one, though, that says the Santa statue is sexist. Clearly he needs to be modified to be non-gender specific, and the winking and finger pulling glories misogyny and rape culture disgusting. So there are some definitely out
very strong
there
opinions.
I mean, we did have that talk about that earlier today about gender and Santa and whether that should be a thing. So that would be interesting to have a look at.
I feel like maybe the giant Santa can be whatever gender you want it to be. If it's winking and beckoning, it could be a female, it could be a male, it could be non-specific. Whatever you want, it just needs to wink and beckon. That's all I'm. That's
Damien,
all I'm saying.
Damien, do you have an opinion? Go on, get in there.
All right, so it's a little bit of a shuffle. Yeah, once again, I'm not really used to having huge ornaments in my township.
Yeah, don't have huge Santas in Christchurch, personally. You don't have Santas up where you're from?
Nah, I think we got like a little ticky symbol at the Bammers surf shop. that's about it. It's got a quote of the day.
Look, I'm from Wellington, so we don't have one either. But if it's not going to cost us a cent... What's the harm?
Why not? Oh well, that's about the end of the show. Do we have anything else to say about our poll position?
It's called democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Poll Position on The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.